Monday, November the 1st. After school, I went to the hairdresser's with my enormous mother. She didn't want me to go with her, but I can't let her go out on her own, can I? Women are always having babies in phone boxes, buses, lifts, etc. My mother let the hairdresser cut her hair very short and spray it purple. Not only did she pay him for doing it, but she also gave him a tip. Thursday, November the 4th. My father phoned today and asked me how my mother was. I said she was as well as could be expected for an 8.5 months pregnant woman. I asked him how his own baby was. He said, "That's right, Adrian, make me feel bad." Then he put the phone down. Sunday, November the 7th. Went to see Bert and Queenie with my mother. Everyone we met on the way made comments like, "I expect you'll be glad when the baby's born." My mother's replies weren't very polite. Bert opened the door. He said, "Haven't you had that horrible baby yet?" My mother said, "Shut up, you stupid geriatric." Why can't people be polite to each other? You would never guess that my mother and Bert like each other. Everyone was too old or too ill or too pregnant to do any cooking, so we ate bread and cheese for our Sunday dinner. Then we took it in turns to teach Queenie to speak again. I got her to say, "A jar of beetroot, please," very clearly. I might be a speech therapist when I grow up. Wednesday, November the 10th.
My mother has gone mad. She's cleaning the whole house. She's taken all the curtains down. Now everybody passing by in the street can look in the window
and see our most intimate moments. I was examining my spots in the living room mirror when one of the neighbours shouted from the street, "There's a lovely big spot on the back of your neck." Only now do I understand the importance of curtains in civilised English life. Thursday, November the 11th. When I got home from school, my mother was nowhere in the house. But I found a note on the table. It said, "I'm in the Royal Hospital. Call a taxi, £5 note at bottom of spaghetti jar. Don't worry, love, Mum." When I got to the hospital, my mother was lying on a high bed reading. She was pleased to see me, but suddenly she seemed to be in pain and then began to sing. A nurse asked her if she was okay. My mother said, "Yes, this is Adrian." The nurse said, "Put on a mask and gown, Adrian, and sit in a corner. Things will start happening soon." After about half an hour, my mother was singing more and talking less. She held my hand very tightly. The nurse came back and told me to go out, but my mother wouldn't release my hand. So the nurse told me to time the contractions. At 5:19 p.m, the doctor said, "It's a lovely little girl, Mrs. Mole." He looked very pleased, as if he were the father himself. The baby started crying and she was put on my mother's stomach. I congratulated my mother and she said, "Say hello to your sister." The doctor looked at me and said, "Aren't you Mr. Mole, the baby's father?" I said, "No, I'm Master Mole, the baby's brother." The doctor was very angry and asked me to leave. So I went and sat in the waiting room. At 6:15, I phoned Pandora and told her the news. She shouted for joy. Next, I phoned Grandma, who cried. Then I phoned Bert and Queenie, who threatened to come and see my mother, but I persuaded them not to. Then I went home. I tried to imagine sharing the house with a little girl. I put all my fragile possessions on the top shelf in my room. Then I went to bed. The phone woke me an hour later. It was my father. He wanted to know every detail about his daughter. I said that she looked like him, half bald and angry looking. Friday, November the 12th. I'm a hero at school. Everyone thinks that I delivered the baby. The dinner lady gave me an extra big portion of chips. After school, I went to the hospital to see my female relatives. I'm staying at Pandora's house. At dinner, I gave them a detailed description of the birth. Mr. Braithwaite suddenly got up and left the table. Saturday, November the 13th. Pandora and I went to see my mother and the baby this afternoon. There was a crowd of visitors round her bed. Then Bert and Queenie arrived, and we had to make room for them. A nurse said, "You're only allowed 2 visitors to a bed." Just then, Grandma and my father arrived, so everyone was pleased to go and leave them with my mother. Sunday, November the 14th. My mother's coming home at 10:30 tomorrow morning. I asked if I should order a taxi, but she said, "No, your father is driving us home." Us? I'm no longer an only child. Monday, November the 15th. Didn't go to school today. At 11:15, I saw the strange sight of my father carrying his daughter into the house, followed by my purple-haired mother. I haven't got enough emotions to manage all the complications of my life. The atmosphere was rather tense, so I made some tea. My mother took her tea to bed. After a few minutes, my father went back to Grandma's. Wednesday, November the 17th. The baby woke up 5 times in the night. I know, because I sat beside her, checking her breathing every 10 minutes. Pandora says I'm beginning to get boring about the baby. She says my sister's feeding habits aren't of any interest to her. My father was ironing baby clothes when I got home from school. He said, "If you laugh, I'll kill you." My mother was feeding the baby with her feet on the dog's back. It was a charming family picture, only ruined when my father went home to his other family. Friday, November the 19th. I asked my mother what she was going to call the baby. She said she didn't know. I suggested we both make a list. My mother's list: Charity, Christabel, Zoe, Jade, Frankie, India, Rosie, Caitlin, Ruth. My list: Tracy, Claire, Toya, Diana, Pandora, Sharon. I only like Rosie and Ruth from my mother's list. She didn't like any on my list, not even Pandora. I think it's the most beautiful girl's name in the history of the world. Whenever I say it or hear it, I get a bursting feeling in my chest. Saturday, November the 20th. My sister's name is Rosie Germaine Mole. Everybody likes Rosie, but only my mother likes Germaine. We registered her birth today. We went to the municipal offices and filled in a form, giving her name, date of birth, etc. Then we celebrated by going to a cafe for a meal. Rosie was very good. She only woke up once when my mother dropped a warm chip on her head. Tuesday, November the 23rd. Horrible Lucas phone tonight. My mother spoke to him quietly for 10 minutes, as if she didn't want me to hear. But I heard the last thing she said before she threw the phone across the hall, because she shouted at the top of her voice, "All right, have a blood test." Perhaps Lucas thinks he's got a fatal blood disease. I hope he has. Friday, November the 26th. I got a terrible shock when I came out of school today. Stick Insect was waiting for me with Maxwell and Brett. Maxwell shouted, "Hello, brother." I pushed a bit of Mars bar into his mouth before he could embarrass me more. I introduced Pandora to Stick Insect and then asked Stick Insect why she had waited for me. She told me that my father was terrible to live with and that Grandma was worse. I said, "What can I do about it?" Stick Insect said, "I just wanted to tell somebody." Then she went back to Grandma's. Adults are all mad. Changed my first nappy tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to try doing it with my eyes open. Sunday, November the 28th. How can my mother change Rosie's horrible nappy and at the same time smile and even laugh? I nearly fainted when I tried to do it. Perhaps women's sense of smell is not as well developed as men's. Monday, November the 29th. My mother hasn't been paying any attention to me since Rosie was born. She was never a very attentive mother. I always had to clean my own shoes. But recently, I feel emotionally deprived. I'm spending most of the time reading in my room. Tuesday, November the 30th. Made my Christmas present list in order of preference.
Big present list. Computer, no chance. Colour TV, music centre.
3/4-length sheepskin coat for warmth and status. Small present list. Pair of trousers. Adidas trainers. Adidas anorak. Desk lamp. Gold pen with my name on it. Electric razor. Things I always get whether I want them or not. Coloured pens. False nose glasses. I gave my mother the list, but she wasn't in the mood for talking about Christmas. In fact, just mentioning Christmas put her in a bad mood.